This is Rachel Mallaby speaking with Brenda Alley from Lifeline at Cardiff in relation to the storms that swept Lake Macquarie on the June long weekend 2007.
My husband was late picking me up from work. He was due to be here at 4:30, and had he got here on time, I probably wouldn't have been stranded here. But in that sort of next hour, that was when the waters came up, and you know, and it did happen so quickly. And I was actually sitting out here in this part of the shop, quite oblivious to what was going on at the front of the shop and in the main street. He rang me back again just after five, and he said, look, he said, it might be near 5:30. You know, well, 5:30 came, I got to get another call. He said, I can't get to you. He said, I'm trapped, he said, at the other side of Moneybung Road. He said, I can't, you know, get to you. You're just going to have to sit tight. He said, the roads are flooded. I said, oh, God, are they? You know, so I've sort of walked, because I was doing some paperwork out here, so I've walked out the front of the shop, and I've looked out, and I thought, God, you know. And I could see sort of some people around. Well, I came back and got the keys, and I unlocked the front door and sort of went out and had a look, and it just started basically with one lady out the front. I could see actually down towards the pub, seemed to be a lot of people. They seemed to be on the road between the jewellers and the post office, just in the middle of the road. Anyway, and this one lady, she was a cabbie, and like owned cabs, not her. The car at the front wasn't a taxi, but it was. She actually owned them, and she had a little computer. And she said she was saturated, and she'd come up that way, Macquarie Road, which was just a river. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, and so I just sort of said to her, I said, come in and get something dry on, you know, and basically that's how it started. And then I just had this succession of people come through. Some had lost their cars, like their cars had gone under, like down, you know, on Macquarie Road. One poor guy lost his, he was parked near the pub, and he had a brand new car he picked up that morning. He was devastated. He was, you know, gone in the mid-30s. But everybody just came in. They were just like drowned rats. They were just saturated, you know. So I just was giving clothing and that away. And so in one sense, I guess it was lucky that I was called here myself. But dry, you know, we were fine. We didn't look at any time like we were going to be flooded or the water was going to come in here, because it seemed to be sort of further down that way towards Macquarie Road and up towards the hotel, which I just had this succession of people, you know, some had come in, they'd lost cars, there were some that were quite distraught, some that sort of, you know, and their phones, they'd lost everything in the car, so they didn't even have mobiles, they could contact, so they were using the phone and that, and I was just making tea and coffee and clothing people, but it ended up, it was about 30 odd people over the period of the night, and it was about sort of 9:30 or something before we were able to get out. And then, you know, they started about 9:15. It sort of started to ease, and some people just sort of said, you know, we've got to go, we've got to attempt to get out of here, and sort of they did. And then my husband, I rang him actually back then, and I said, look, I can probably get out. And he said, well, I can't get to the shop to get you. He said, you're going to have to sort of walk away, is more the point, up the hill sort of towards the station. And that was the closest he could get to me. And I had to walk. So I just had to took my shoes and socks off and rolled my pants up. And took, there was one jacket left on the rack that was waterproof. That was, you know, all that was left was I'd given all the others sort of to people. And I just sort of had a cross the road and past the pub, and the water was probably up to about there on me then, and it was just flowing in the door of the hotel. It was just I could not believe it, like just the amount of water. But I was, because I didn't know what was underneath or even how deep, and you know, like I was treading like really carefully like that, but it was scary. It was very scary.
So how long did it take you to get up near the station?
Probably 10 minutes, which I suppose for the given that the amount of time it is. Well, he actually got, do you know where the skin cancer clinic is, just up on that corner?
Yep.
He parked just up there, so I didn't have to walk as far as the station, which was all right. But it was quite dark because we still had lights on this block, but across the road was all out, and down where the pub was all out. They had no lights.
Okay.
So it was a bit scary. It was quite dark. And
how did you manage to get home? Were there any troubles with traffic?
It was a long way home, long drive home. Because when my husband came, he said, I want to try and get to Tim. Our son lives at Broadmeadow, right behind the entertainment centre, which copped it really badly. He said, I want to try and get over there. He said, they're flooded. He said, I don't know how, you know, close we'll be able to get, but he said, I want to try and get over there. So we couldn't get anywhere near his street. You know, he's in Broadmeadow Road. Every road, everywhere we turned, it was blocked or it was flooded. And I think it was after 11, probably 11:30, before we actually got back to our place at Lambton. But we were sort of in the old drive-in site, so that wasn't too bad there. It wasn't
And did you have power when you got home?
We had power, yeah, we were lucky. But we lost the power here that night when the big storm hit, you know, 1:30 or whatever. We lost power in the shop, so we obviously didn't open the next day. My son, they had no power for, I think it was 5 days, and you know, the water, and they're 3 foot up at the back of the house, and that water came into the back room, and their garage, you know, it was up sort of more than halfway up the walls.
And how has it been around sort of Cardiff? Has the shopkeepers sort of pulled together?
Yeah, it's a real little community, Cardiff. It's got I think got quite a strong community feel about it. And the next week, the tattooist down the road, he hadn't brought in his barbecue, set up a barbecue out the front of the shop and was feeding people, you know, giving people sausage sandwiches and whatnot. We actually had a meeting here in Cardiff the other night, trying to decide, you know, an action plan, what we need to do to revive the district, because there's close to 15 businesses, I think, that haven't come back.
So it was the Chamber of Commerce,
not the Chamber of Commerce, because the Cardiff Chamber of Commerce sort of amalgamated with moved to Glendale, and apparently they haven't been sort of all that supportive of Cardiff. But this is just a basically an action group of you know, concerned shop owners and managers.
And have you found that donations have increased?
They have, and probably customer level, particularly that first fortnight after, customer level was a lot higher because the Salvation Army store was wiped out down the corner, so people were coming here, and because also they couldn't take donations there, they were bringing them into us, you know. We're sort of trying to encourage them, if they can, to take them to our depot,